24/7.
Go to westerncape.gov.za. The Western Cape Government. Your business is our business.
The time now, it's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock, and welcome yet again to another edition of the Western Cape Government Support for Business Confidence radio show. It's a beautiful evening, 17th of March 2020, and our theme this evening is working with business in response to coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. With me this evening is the Minister David Meney, the Western Cape Minister of Finance and Economic Opportunities, who has been joining us for the past weeks. Last weeks, you've been doing incredible. I mean, it's always at the end of the day that you still have to do quite a bit and still talk and just keep the rest of the country, and especially in the Western Cape, abreast in what's happening. And we've been talking all about different ways that the provincial government is supporting businesses to succeed in the Western Cape. And obviously, in the last few weeks, the economic environment has changed a great deal with the announcement of coronavirus, or COVID-19, as the global pandemic. And this last Sunday, we heard President Ramaphosa about the measures being put in place to stop the spread of coronavirus. So we thought it would be very for us, be very difficult not to talk about this very topical issue, because it's been on everyone's mind all over the world, with you online, with you on television, or just watching television on your phone, everywhere. And also the how it will impact businesses in the Western Cape. To provide us more information on this, is how the Western Cape government will be supporting businesses, like you've been doing all along, doing very well. We're also joined by Ilse van Schalkwyk, good evening, Chief Director Trade and Sector Development and Tourism at the Department of Economic Development and Tourism. Welcome, lady and gentlemen, welcome to our studios. But first, for our listeners out there, especially small businesses, that's listening to the show, if you'd like to participate, if you have questions, anything you would like to share with us, you can WhatsApp us. The number is 061-862-1065. Or also you can SMS us the keyword business support at 32158. And each SMS costs 1 rand. So we'll start with you, Minister Meinier. Welcome back again to the studio. Over the last few weeks, the coronavirus has been the subject of every media headline. The stage of a disaster declaration by the president on Sunday appears to have significantly upped the urgency of the current situation. Can you explain to our listeners what is the situation in government means? What does it mean?
Thank you, Wayne. It's great to be back and join you at Bush Radio. And I think you're absolutely right. The coronavirus and its implications are really front and center, and I think on everybody's minds. And so I think we must talk about it. I think the first point to make is it's, of course, part of a global pandemic, and our situation is unprecedented. But at the end of the day, I think the first thing is that everybody needs to keep calm and be assured that we are doing everything that we can to stop the spread of the coronavirus, or as it's known, COVID-19. But at the end of the day, what we need is everybody to participate and help us at the end of the day stop the virus. Everybody has a role to play in protecting themselves and their families. So we need people to join us, to take responsibility and to take the necessary precautions to stop the virus. And there are a couple of elements to this. The first is just simply, if you do have flu-like symptoms, there's no need to panic. What we would recommend is that you self-quarantine, which just simply means that you limit contact with people. The next step we would recommend is for you to call the coronavirus hotline, which is on 0800-029-999, or the provincial hotline, which is at 021-928-4102, or just simply WhatsApp Hi to 060-012-3459 to seek some assistance. Obviously, you'd also speak to your health practitioner, and we would recommend that you self-quarantine and stay away from contacting people if you have these flu-like symptoms, except, of course, if you're going to visit your, a medical practitioner. But at the end of the day, if people join us and apply those basic hygiene principles, and like washing one's hands regularly and limits one's exposure at social gatherings, then you can actually play a really big role in helping us stop the virus in the Western Cape.
And what's been the reaction to the coronavirus pandemic thus far with the Western Cape government? What's the reaction been thus far? Because for any government, it's like a shock to the system. I mean, it's coming from all sides, so you need to prepare. So what have you been doing?
Well, we have got out of the starting blocks first, and under Premier Alan Wendy's leadership, we have formed a joint operations center to coordinate a whole of government response, every department, every sphere of government in the Western Cape, a whole of government response to the coronavirus. We've set up a number of work streams. There are 7 work streams which are working every day round the clock to stop the virus. One of those work streams is a work stream on the economy, and we are actively working with sectors in the economy and working to support the economy and mitigate the effects of this virus in the West.
So if there's any of our listeners out there, especially our entrepreneurs, businesses, individuals that's listening to the show, you can, if you've got questions, you can WhatsApp us to our WhatsApp line, which is 061-862-1065. Or if you've got a question, you can SMS us the keyword business support to the number 32158, and each SMS cost 1 rand. Ilse, as a business, what are the most important considerations for my operations for now, given the COVID-19 that's on our doorstep as such?
Wayne, in light of the serious COVID-19 virus and the threat it poses to our citizens and the economy, both now and in the long term, we would encourage businesses to think about their role in stopping the spread of the virus. First of all, in terms of making their workplace and operations safer for employees, suppliers, and customers, and their business more resilient. This can literally be done by following 6 approaches. Number 1 would be stop the spread through 4 ways. Ensure clean and hygienic workplaces, regular hand washing, sanitizers need to be available, good respiratory hygiene. Brief your employees, contractors, and suppliers to stay away from the workplace if they are sick. Number 2, supporting employees to work remotely. First of all, identify the most vulnerable and at-risk employees who are old, if they've got any sort of immune-repressing diseases like chronic medical conditions, etc. They need to be supported. And then with regards to schools closing, identify employees who need childcare at home. Find out who is not able to make alternative arrangements and put things in place. Number 3, reducing and managing COVID-19 risks when organizing your meetings and events, and rethinking how you can operate as a business. Before you have face-to-face meetings, or can you do teleconferencing, use Zoom or run things online, send clear communications to attendees to ensure that the people who are sick, have recently traveled to high-risk countries, and are not being tested, etc., they don't attend the event. And then if you run an event, practice good hygiene and social distancing. keep all contact details with regards to the people that attended, so if you need to afterwards, you can contact them. Have good ventilation at the event. Fourthly, you can also consider the employees in terms of travel. We strongly suggest no international travel to any medium or high-risk countries for any employees. If you, however, need to undertake essential travel, we advise on the following: avoid employees who may be at higher risk, to travel to high-risk areas, etc. As well as number five, we would suggest prepare your workplace for the arrival of COVID-19 in your community. Do you have a business continuity plan that's running your business in terms of the absence of many people that are not able to physically be at work, as well as plan with regards to remote working? Number six, engage with suppliers and customers. Listen to their ideas and concerns. Ensure that they follow the workplace approach to containing the spread. So make it safe for your employees, your clients, and your customers and suppliers who interact with your business. This largely entails enforcing and reinforcing good daily hygiene habits. Mm-hmm. Also, check in with your staff regularly regarding their health, particularly if you are in a services industry, as they are the frontline interface with your customers.
Okay, so that's in a nutshell, because I mean everyone has just gone. I mean, if you see what people are just, it's toilet paper, it's people just buying everything just to kind of keep clean. And but in top, what would you say, what's the top hygiene tips that you can provide for to keep employees and even their clients safe? What would you think would work?
We can take care of our health and protect others by doing the following. Wash your hands frequently, regularly, and thoroughly. Clean your hands with an alcohol-based hand rub or mm-hmm. wash them with soap and water. This kills the virus that may be on your hands. Maintain social distancing. Avoiding large gatherings such as events, public spaces, and crowds can prevent the spread of COVID-19. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Mm-hmm. Your hands touch many surfaces, and this can pick up the virus. So once contaminated, your hands can transfer the virus to your eyes, nose, and mouth. From there, the virus can enter your body, and this can make you sick. So if you have a fever, if you have a cough, if you're finding it difficult to breathe, and you suspect you maybe have the virus, please call the general hotline, as mentioned earlier. If you're struggling to get through to this hotline, please contact the provincial hotline on 021-928-4102 and they'll advise you further.
Thank you. And as we're going to the colder months, Minister, can you inform our listeners about where they can find more information, resources on coronavirus and what they are? I mean, it's you know, we're going into a different period now as especially in the Western Cape, you know, it's going into autumn and obviously into winter. Where can they, our listeners, can find more information and resources on coronavirus?
Well, we've in fact partnered with the City of Cape Town mm-hmm. and a public entity, which many listeners would have heard of, Wesgro. And we've put together, I think, a very innovative solution, which is a virtual, what we're calling COVID-19 content center for business. And what that is we've virtually pulled together a whole range of sector specialists and communication specialists, and they really stand ready to support business and to respond to businesses' queries, whatever sector.
Mm-hmm.
And they are ready to respond. They can easily be contacted through an email address, which is very simple, supportbusiness@wesgro.co.za.
You can put that also online as well for people that want to.
If businesses have queries, if they have concerns, why not email supportbusiness@wesgro.co.za? And behind that email address is a whole array of specialists and communicators who stand ready to respond to queries.
Ilse, what is the current situation with regards to events in the Western Cape? Because if I look all over online, there's so many things that's been cancelled, so many events that's been postponed, given the social distancing as the mitigation for spread, as we've just heard. What's currently happening?
So, Wayne, as Minister Mania briefly mentioned in his introduction, the President, in his announcements on Sunday, instituted a directive against gatherings of more than 100 people.
Yes.
So where smaller gatherings are unavoidable, organizers will need to put in place stringent measures of prevention and control. In response, the following actions are required and recommended. First of all, refer your queries to the relevant permit office, which is mostly your municipality, where relevant, and or your professional conference organizers, if it's a business event, a conference, yeah, etc., which issues your permits so that you can reschedule and cancel that. Refer to your public liability policy in terms of your terms and conditions. Mm-hmm. Consider your risk and reputation as the event. Consider the relationship management you have with the event and the participants. Communicate timely to the participant if something is cancelled or moved. Cancellations are the responsibility of the event organizer as well as the event owner. All event permits require a medical plan, and this must include a mitigation for the COVID-19 virus, okay, for each event. Please refer to the World Health Organization for any health risk information, as they are the experts on COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. And also guidelining.
Absolutely, yeah, they're there. And it's recommended that event organizers advise participants not to attend public events if they are feeling unwell.
Okay. So that's basically, it's straightforward. It's helping everyone out there to, it's preventative measures, and it's ensuring that people don't get the coronavirus. So well done. That's basically just what you've kind of added in terms of events management for any business that want to have an event for up to 1,000 people or more.
Less than
or less.
The directive is no events are to take place if more than 100 people.
Okay. No, that's good. I like that. So, like we said, I mean, for the past couple of weeks, discussing so many things in terms of supporting business. Now, so business need more support than ever. It's just taking it to a next level. In final words, Minister Maney, what do you for business out there, given the unique situation which they find themselves in, what is your final words for them?
Well, we stand ready to support business. But at the end of the day, I think it's important for people to stay calm, for people to join us and play their part in helping us to stop the spread of the virus in the Western Cape. Everybody needs to remember that we faced tough challenges in the past. We got through the drought.
Yeah.
We are going to get through COVID-19. But that then means that everybody needs to play their part and join us to stop the spread of the virus in the Western Cape.
Minister, thank you very, very much for your participation. And of course, Ilse van Schalkwyk, thank you very much for, providing us some incredible information, especially for businesses out there that need the support from the Western Cape government, and wish you all the best in your endeavors. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.